The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Well, Duffer, I'm going to take this part of the show because tonight is the Shorzy Classic hockey game against the Sabres alumni, and I've already gone through my routine. I've touched my toes a couple of times today, as Michael Hauser suggested I would do. I've had my pregame meal. I may take a little pregame nap, and then I'm going to be at the rink early so I can just prepare and focus, Duffer, because we need a big win. And to kind of set up the scene, we're going to get Rob Ray jumping on the phone here because Razor, you are going to be, I would assume, our team captain, leading the way into this matchup against the crew from Shorzy here at KeyBank Center tonight at 7 o'clock. How are you feeling about being the leader?
I'll lead you, but I don't want to be responsible for anything that happens, okay? Is that okay?
Like, what do you mean? Like, you don't want to be...
I don't. Like, if you look at the roster, I'm not really... these guys don't listen very well, okay? It's just, I mean, you got Bolts, you got Petey, you got guys like this, and it's just like, they're meatheads, okay? So you try to, you know, suggest something, and they're like, what? And so it's going to be frustrating right from the beginning.
Do you think...
What?
I think Shorzy's already played a game against the Detroit Red Wings, and they actually beat the Red Wings alumni 10-8 just a few days ago. Do you think now that you saw the result from their first game, and it actually... have a bunch of young guys that can play, are you more nervous that, you know, Bolts and Petey and McCormick and Coletta and those guys are going to do some shenanigans, or do you think it's going to be more of a hockey game?
Well, I have all the faith in the world that you're going to be unbelievable back there. And that I really don't give you compliments much, but we're relying on you an awful lot. Those guys, I think those guys just I don't know. It's going to depend on what these guys. From what I understand, talking to some of the Detroit guys, these guys like to win. And they like to try to win and play to win. So does that change things a little bit? Yeah. Maybe you get a little more serious from the beginning and then and see what happens and then go from there. But yeah, I think Darren McCarty got in a good fight that game, didn't he? Who was that guy?
Yeah, I don't know who he fought, but
something?
They got in a nice little tilt. He came up, McCarthy came up with a red afro and red goatee, and it was like he was into his element. That was
yeah.
Pretty good. So, Razor, maybe you're going to have to get in one, too.
No, Marty, the shirt stays on, especially with that many people there. It does not come off anymore. I will have it tied down, so it does not. No, you know what would happen if you got into a fight like that, especially early in the game? I'd be shot for the rest of the game.
Oh,
I'd be shot. I just can't. I couldn't do it. So, no, I'm there to score goals today and put a demonstration on that way. Hopefully I can find a way to do it. Just trying to get my equipment together has been the biggest challenge here this morning. I don't know where any of it is. I found my jock.
What are you missing?
There's no cup in it. I don't know.
No cup?
Do I just roll the dice and don't go with the cup? And
oh, boy.
I lose my cup out of my jock. So, I don't know. I got issues here, boys.
Well, Razor, the Sabres have some as well, based on injuries. A quick thought on what you would expect for tomorrow, based on some new looks at practice today, the fact that Luukkonen and Thompson are day-to-day, the fact that Samuelsson is out long-term right now with his latest injury, and just based on what you saw in that game against Montreal and how you expect them to try to, you know, snap back into the type of game they actually want to play.
Yeah, I spoke to Lindy before that game, and it was like, hey, do you think your guys may be getting a little over their skis here a little too confident? And he was so confident that, nope, they're under control, they're dialed in, they're focused. And, you know, they just kind of got away from that a little bit. What do you expect? I expect a good rebound from them. Despite, you know, being around there a little bit, it's not a place or not a group that just sort of sits there and is going to dwell on it anymore. I think they've got a good group of guys in there that can kind of throw that to the past. You know, I'd expect you to say, you can't disagree with what Gilbert did when he was in the lineup, and even getting Joki Haru back in, it's a great opportunity to slide maybe both those guys back in and get them a chance to play. You know, Devin Levi, if he's going to play, then here you go. And up front, maybe it'll be good that, you know, if Cage is going, if he's not, then you have to find ways here now, and you have to look at different directions, and you can't just sort of sit back and you know, kind of roll with the same old thing. You got to find ways now, and now it's going to force the guys to take a little more on themselves. And I think that's what Lindy was looking to do from the beginning, is these guys taking everything on themselves instead of them having to push all the buttons.
It looks to replace Tage Thompson if he's not able to go tomorrow and or Saturday, but this is still, you know, up in the air. He may play on Thursday night against St. Louis, but at practice today, you had Ryan McLeod with Zach Benson and Alex Tuch. What have you seen out of Ryan McLeod that kind of tells you, yeah, that makes sense? He can play top line center in the absence of Tage Thompson for a little bit here. You know, what type of skills or what can he bring to the game that you've seen from in between the benches, especially?
I like how his face-off ability. I think he's done a good job there. His speed is something we talked about. I think his offense with his hands are not talked about enough. I don't think that he gets enough credit for as good as he is offensive. Like, I'm talking hands to move the puck, to, you know, create things, to get pucks to the net. This is overall intensity. I think he's got great intensity that mm-hmm. he can really, if he's playing with those guys, A, the speed, but, you know, push those two as well to, you know, maybe a different level. I think that Tucky likes to play at a high level, and we all know Benson, the way he plays, that, you know, maybe just the three of them coming together, finding each other in open areas, it'll be fine. I think that McLeod has done an excellent job to this point in all different areas, and he's been had to fill in a few different areas to this point already.
If we were building a same game parlay for tonight's Shorzy Classic, Razor, should we have, based on what you were saying earlier, should we have you as an anytime goal scorer or maybe a guy that has 4+ shots in the game?
No, you know what? I'm not a big shooter. I get going in when I get the chance, Duffer. So if I get one chance, I get one goal. So I would say anytime goal scorer. I don't need 4 or 5 shots to score. I just need
okay, so Razor, an anytime goal scorer, me with 6 or more saves, and and we'll say like Bolts will have like 5+ shots. Bolts will. I remember in the 04-05 lockout, Razor, we played a charity game, and after the game, Bolts called Sugar, his agent, was like, I had 2 goals and 3 assists. I was flying out there. I'm like, seriously, it's a charity game. So I think Bolts is gonna have 5 or more shots. He's gonna want to light it up.
Bolt has probably had 5 or more sandwiches this afternoon already, so I'm not sure about going out and lighting it up. No. I think I'm going to go on Gianta. I'm going to go on Derek Roy. These guys are going to be leaning on pretty hard. So,
yeah, Tim Connolly is going to be there lighting it up. Tim Kennedy, you know, so there is going to be some skills and youth, which is what I hope is going to lead us to a victory, Razor, because the old guys are going to, I consider myself an old guy, so I'm going to say we're going to hope the young guys play most of the game.
Slide over, have a big spaghetti parm over at Chef's, and you'll be set to go, no problem. You run through a wall.
Razor, good luck tonight.
Duffer, I would appreciate it if you came. And
Marty's got a special broadcast feed set up for me to watch. So
yeah, I'm gonna have a FaceTime right from the crease for Duffer to be there. So that's gonna work.
Awesome, Razor. Thank you. We're gonna take a quick time out. Don't forget Shorzy Classic tonight. It's at KeyBank Center. Terrific group of Sabres alumni, and obviously Marty tending goal. We'll take a quick time out. Come back with more on Sabres Live right after this. Again, it's 7 o'clock. Puck Drop, KeyBank Center tonight.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.